こんにちは。 Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 111. Today in this episode, we will learn about perform plus mimasu, which means I will try to do something. Now let's go. Perform plus mimasu. This is used when you attempt to do something casually just to see what will happen or just to see what it's like. We also use it when you are trying to do something that should produce certain expected results. So for example, I will try and speak. Speak is 話します. So we will change this into te form plus mimasu. 話してみます。話してみます。I will try and eat. So, eat is 食べます。We will change this into te form plus mimasu. 食べてみます。食べてみます。I will try and drink. Drink is 飲みます。So, te form plus mimasu will be 飲んでみます。飲んでみます。I will try and play. Play is 遊びます。So, te form plus mimasu will be 遊んでみます。遊んでみます。Now, let's make some example sentences. I will try to do it by tomorrow. Do, we can use します。します。Or there is another way to say, which is やります。やります。Now in this case, let's use やります。So we will change this into te form plus mimasu. やってみます。やってみます。By tomorrow. So in order to say by, it is までに。までに。So 明日までにやってみます。明日までにやってみます。I will try one's hand at owning a dog.To own a dog is 犬を飼います。犬を飼います。So we will change this 飼います into te form and put together with 見ます。飼ってみます。飼ってみます。犬を飼ってみます。犬を飼ってみます。I will try 納豆 to see if it tastes good. So 納豆 is fermented beans.And Japanese people love this food. It is very sticky and smelly, so many foreigners think that this is a bit weird to eat. To eat is 食べます。So, te form plus mimasu will be 食べてみます。食べてみます。In order to say whether it tastes good or not, or if it tastes good or not, we will use かどうか。So,It tastes good is おいしい、おいしい。So it becomes おいしいかどうか、おいしいかどうか。This means whether it's good or not.
おいしいかどうか納豆を食べてみます。おいしいかどうか納豆を食べてみます。
I will try to teach English in Japan next year. Next year is
来年、来年。
I will teach English in Japan. This will be
私は日本で英語を教えます。
So because you do something at somewhere, the particle will be で。So
日本で means in Japan. 教えます is to teach.
So we will change this into te form and put together with 見ます。
教えてみます。教えてみます。来年、私は日本で英語を教えてみます。来年、私は日本で英語を教えてみます。
We can also use this te form plus mimasu when we put together with other forms. So for example, I want to try to do something. Want to do something isStem word plus 単位です。So, when we put together with te form plus mimasu plus 単位です、
It becomes 手みたいです。手みたいです。
So for example, I want to visit Okinawa. So to visit or to go is
行きます。行きます。
So in order to say want to try to visit, this will be
行ってみたいです。行ってみたいです。沖縄に行ってみたいです。沖縄に行ってみたいです。
Because I became 20 years old, I would like to try some sake. To become 20 years old is
20歳になります。
So 20 years old is
20歳.
So we will make this into past tense and then put together with
ので,
which means because. So it becomes
20歳になったので20歳になったので
To drink alcohol is
お酒を飲みます
Now here we will change this into want to try drinking sake We will use
テフォンプラスみたいですお酒を飲んでみたいですお酒を飲んでみたいです20歳になったのでお酒を飲んでみたいです。20歳になったのでお酒を飲んでみたいです。We can also use other form. For example, テフォンプラス
見ます
プラス用と思います。
So, this one we learned it before. Volitional form plus
と思います means
I plan to do something. I intend to do something.So,
見ます,
we will change this into volitional form and put together with
と思います。
Volitional form of 見ます is
見よう, 見よう。
So,
手見ようと思います。手見ようと思います。
This means I plan to try to do something or I intend to try to do something. For example, I think I will try thinking about it.
To think is 考えます、考えます。
So we will change this into te form, put together with 見ます。Change it to volitional form and put together with
と思います。考えて見ようと思います。考えて見ようと思います。
So this means I think I will try thinking about it.I'm planning to try to go to his house next week. To go to his house is
彼の家に行きます。
So here we will change this into te form, put together with 見ます, change it to volitional form, and put together with
と思います。
It becomes
行ってみようと思います。行ってみようと思います。来週彼のうちに行ってみようと思います。来週、彼のうちに行ってみようと思います。
We can also use other form, which is テフォンプラス
見て。
So, when you change 見ます into テフォン and put an exclamation mark, this is an imperative form. So, it becomes
テ見て、テ見て。
So this is used in a casual conversation when you want to make an order. So for example, try reading this book. To read the book is
本を読みます.
So we will change this into テフォン plus
見ます,
and then you will change this into テフォン as well.
この本読んでみて。この本読んでみて。
Try to watch that movie.So to watch movie is
映画を見ます。
So we will change this 見ます into te form, put together with 見ます, and then change it to te form again. It becomes
あの映画見てみて。あの映画見てみて。
So even though we repeat the same word two times,
見てみて,
this means try to watch, try to watch.So today in this lesson we learn about テフォンプラス
見ます。
which indicates to try to do something for some purpose. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. If you're interested in Japanese grammar, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。